Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's do it.
All right, y'all, y'all ready?
What up, peeps?
What up? Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Shoot,
got
shoot.
A good one.
Oh, sookie, hey. Sookie.
What up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am your host, well, at least one of them, Gabrielle.
And I am Chad. So if you say it longer like that.
You're ridiculous. You know what I noticed? We never say our full name. Like, we never say our full name when we introduce ourselves.
Most whole government names?
Most hosts, when they introduce themselves, they say their full name, right?
Yeah, most hosts. Most hosts.
Why are you so far away?
I don't know, sweetie. Let me come closer. Come closer.
Come closer. And I
just can't help myself away. I just can't stop.
I have no idea what he's saying before I just can't
I know,
stop.
I neither.
And I just can't pull myself away. Da-da-da. I think I've ever known.
I just can't stop.
Okay, while we're jamming, can we cue the music since we forgot last week?
We forgot. I'm ready too. Here we go.
The last podcast. Ever be my favorite part of our interview.
We forgot last week.
We did, and y'all sure called us out on it too.
Our bad.
We apologize. Well, a couple weeks ago, because y'all know we'd be every other week.
Every other week.
But what's been going on? What up, shout?
What's been going on? Well, real quick before we get into it.
Okay.
Let's just get into our first sponsor.
Already?
Yes.
Babe, dang, can I? I'm trying to talk to y'all.
Go ahead, talk to the peeps.
I don't remember what I was getting ready to say because you cut me off so abruptly. Like, dang.
He's about to say, can I just say? Because that's what you be doing.
What? Do I really?
Yes, yeah, sweetie. That's like how you start a lot of things. Can I just say?
I don't.
Why is it so hot?
First like of you. All, I never say that.
Yeah. Does she say that?
Anyway, you get to the sponsors. Shout out to the sponsors because the sponsors keep us here, okay? Shout out to them for rocking with us and supporting the Let's Make Out podcast. That's y'all make right. sure that y'all check out these sponsors, okay? Because when y'all check them out, they come back, okay? And we've been having some good sponsors. I feel like we've been having some good deals for y'all. We've so just some make good sure sponsors. Y'all checking them out.
So the next one, this one's very important, y'all. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're watching the old vlogs or podcasts
you
or something?
What? You mind your business.
All right. So can I just say that our next sponsor... our first sponsor here is Real Paper. Okay, so y'all like Real Paper. So R-E-E-L Paper. Okay, so you're like, what the heck is that? So give you a little bit. So we all know that going to the restroom, that you don't want to use sandpaper. Okay, right? You need something good. You need something that's soft, right? So this is where Real Paper come in. So basically, there are sustainable swap to the traditional toilet paper, and it's using this fast growing bamboo. It's always shipped in plastic free packaging, even down to the tape on the box. So they're very, you know, all about sustainability and all that stuff, which is awesome. Great thing about bamboo is that it's a grass, and just like a lawn, it can be cut and regenerated without harming the plant or the soil. So they're able to harvest the same plant over and over instead of cutting down trees. So that's pretty awesome. And this is certainly preferable over the usual plastic wrap toilet paper that comes from our old growth forest. The conventional stuff contributes to deforestation and habitat loss, all for something that we use once and then flush it down the toilet. So so when we got it, we actually, you know, put it in all the bathrooms. It's a great toilet paper. It, like,
yeah,
you can pull off each sheet very easily. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, you know, like, you, I mean, you can pull as many as you want very easily. It's really...
Is that a talking point?
It's not.
I feel like that is the funniest thing that you just said. Exactly. You can pull off the sheet easily.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was the funniest thing
ever? But be honest, though. Like, how many times have you pulled some toilet paper and it rips halfway through one of them? Be honest. It be happening, though, right?
Get it how you want to. It just caught. I was like, did he just say that? That must be a required talking.
That's right.
And it's not...
You're so cute. Oh, she's so cute. All right, so what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. Don't be bringing your sheet over here, girl.
Whatever.
I need none of your sheet right now. So, Real Paper is available in easy, hassle-free subscriptions for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable plastic-free packaging. If you head to Real Paper, so REELPAPER.com/LMO, and sign up for a subscription using our code LMO at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. So again, REELPAPER.com/LMO, enter the promo code LMO to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forests and give Real's tree free paper a try. So zero trees, zero plastic, zero compromises with Real. So you should check them out. Mm-hmm. And
check
them out. Let's know what you think.
Check them out.
Yeah. So let's get on to some other sheet.
What's been going on since the last time we talked to you guys?
Yeah, what has
been
going
on?
Let's
see. As you can see, we are in much better spirits today. Yeah. And shout out to everybody who understood. Like, y'all know we try to be real with y'all, and sometimes you just ain't feeling it. And we weren't really feeling it, but we pushed through. So shout out to everyone who understood that.
So we appreciate y'all.
Who extended us grace, you know, who told us it's okay to take a break. Like, we appreciate all
we
of
do.
That. We also appreciated all the advice on should we build a house, should we stay, you know. It's interesting because we had some varying opinions, and I was actually looking through those. Now, I had looked at them, but
okay.
That was like 2 weeks ago, so I had to like refresh on what y'all said. And you know, a lot of you guys had some really great points. Some of you all have actually built your dream house and were like, go for it. You know, you've been able to refinance, you have a lower interest rate now, so your mortgage is much cheaper. And then some of you were saying that the investment property was probably a better idea. Some other people were saying that if the house still doesn't check off all of the boxes, it probably doesn't make sense to build it if it's not the dream house. Mm-hmm. With every single thing that we want. Some people were saying we could look for land and buy land and then just hold on to it, all of those things. So very, very much for us to still think about, because we are still in the deciding phase. We did sign up on the list when they released the appointments, so we're like number 15 on the list. And they're only taking like 5 appointments a month. So,
and there's only 26 or so total.
Lots. Yeah. And it was so. Only what? Well, I guess they knew because everybody probably won't buy because it was 30 slots on the list.
You know, not everybody's going to buy because people are going to
so
get we're on there.
15 on the list. And she said it will probably be around September before it, you know, becomes our appointment. I would say at today, this changes every day. But today, I'm probably 70% sure that we will not build the house.
But yesterday, she was 70% sure we would build a house. So, I mean, she's definitely flip-flopping
when I tell you every
right now,
single day it changes.
It's a new journey for her.
Every single day it changes. I just have all these visions and thoughts about what our new house could look like. And then I'm reminded of how much it costs. And I'm just like, for why?
Yeah, and my thing is like
so many other things I can do with that money.
It's like, I feel like such an adult because I'm worried about interest rates. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like such an adult. Who cared about APR and interest mm-hmm. rates and all that kind of stuff?
But interest rates, they shift. They will always
down. But they always shift. But right now, though, with them being... you know, in these fives and sixes, and you know, with the market doing what it's doing, where inflation is still climbing and these basis points aren't necessarily bringing the inflation down. It actually the biggest basis point jump in years was done and inflation came up even more. So it's going to take time. So we know that once the inflation comes down and we can get that under control, yeah, then obviously the interest rates will come back down. So we know that if we get it this high interest rate, it sucks to have that high interest rate because you're paying so much in interest, but we know that eventually we'll be able to refinance for a lower interest rate, which we would 100% do. But it's, I think that that's
right,
so
interesting. Also, you'd have to think about, we wouldn't be closing right now. We would just be getting started. So by the time we were to close, interest rates could be completely lower. Like a whole year from now, they could be lower.
Yeah.
They were lower a whole year ago. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. So that's amazing. So they, it's just, it's so interesting because, you know, it's like, man, it's, I don't, I mean, it's so funny. I just think it's funny. I'm like, man, I'm like a whole adult. I'm thinking about interest rates and stuff.
It's crazy. But you know, the other thing that I thought about was our kids are 9 and 4. So we've only got a good 10 more years of Chad being in the house before he goes to college.
Let me cry for a little bit, guys.
Tell me about it. And then, you know, 14 years for Reagan. So then I was thinking about, I just thought about this the other day, like, what are we going to do with all that house once they're gone? Why would we need all of that house with just the two of us?
Just the two
I feel
of
like
us.
Imagining us being in this house job, without them would be way, like, why do we need all of this?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're in our 20s and, you know, 30 years, a 30-year mortgage would put us in our 50s.
We're in our 20s time, too.
We're in our 40s.
We're in our 20s times, too. Just saying, think of it that way. 20s times,
too. You have to think about, like, at 70, who want to be in this big old house? Like, honestly, or even a bigger house than this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so many thoughts because obviously property is always an investment. So, you know, you'd have the money that it's worth, the all of that stuff. But it's just like, because that mortgage is so much higher, it would take us years to get the amount of equity that we have in our house now.
Like we have, like, we're almost.
So just think about how much more equity we would have in this house if we just, like, stayed in we're it dang and paid
near,
off the mortgage.
We're dang near double equity in the house to what we owe. Like we're almost a double right now. You know, and so it's like, so yeah, there is the other factor.
So that was a thought that I thought about.
And the other factor is we could sell this house and then obviously then that buying the brand new home is obviously a much cheaper loan amount,
but we don't want to
but
sell
we're not
house.
Sure that we want to sell this house because it's in such a great area. Mm-hmm. This will always be a area that's in demand. Mm-hmm. And so therefore we see the opportunity, and there are renters, so we see the opportunities of making this a, you know, an investment property as well. We already have one person that says that they would move right on in.
Right.
So
yeah, as you can see, we're still going back and forth. We're not going to talk about this every podcast, but
maybe we will.
But I just wanted to give y'all an update on where we were. Yeah, so many things.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. No, it's fine. It's a big decision.
You know what? I think that if we didn't have to put down the deposit, I would probably be more apt to say yes. Because of the builder, you have to put 10% down for them to even start.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like your, I mean, you get it back so it can become your down payment. But like for them to even start building, I just feel like the investment is so high up front. So then if I change my mind, I'm just out of that money. So it's like I can't, you know, it's not like putting down, you know, $10,000-$15,000. Okay, if I change my mind, I'm out of that. No, this is like almost $100,000 to put down.
Depending on what the final price
Depending on what the final price is for them to even get started. And then if I change my mind, I lose that money. That is, I think, the scariest part to me.
Yeah, because like, we know that, like what Gabriel said earlier, we have to, it sucks because we have to make the decision
when
very
we have that
soon,
appointment.
Right?
Yes.
But we're not going to be moving in the house for a year.
Exactly.
Because it's not, there's nothing done. The land is kind of leveled, but they've got to do a lot of stuff. I mean, so like we're not even to the point where they're,
right,
you know, setting the concrete or digging out the basements,
like,
nothing.
What can I do with that 70 to a to 100K right now.
Yeah, so it's like, you know.
versus just giving it to them to.
Yeah, so but we obviously know that that's going towards, you know, building the home. So it's I think that that's where it's like, it's so interesting because yeah, it's like,
just,
man.
Is that normal? Maybe I'm just naive to the whole building process, but I just didn't know that they required so much to even get started. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that normal? Anybody who has built a house recently, like, did you have to put 10% down for them to even, like, start? And it could be. Maybe it's just naive of me. But I just don't remember that from the last time, like, before we bought this house when we were going to build with the same builder. I don't remember that being the case.
I don't remember, like, yeah. And it could be changing because, you know, cost of supplies are more expensive now.
15, you know, that was a long time ago.
Housing builders have priced themselves out of the market, mm-hmm. so that's why they're struggling to. So I'm like, you know what, since y'all struggling to get buyers, you know, just give us a good old 20% discount on the bad boy and we'll call it even, man.
Okay, even, okay.
So, you know, because it's, you know, because... Yeah, I don't know. So it's a big mm-hmm. it's a big decision. And it's something that we both want a new house to build a house together. Something we've always talked about, but it's just always comes down to that: is it the right time? Is it the right place?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? It's like all those questions.
Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it in reverse. It's your damn.
I don't know what she's saying.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well,
we're not going to turn this into another house podcast.
We got off track.
Sorry, y'all. We got completely off track. What else has been going on? So, let's see. Mom has been here since last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today is Friday. So, it's been 9 days that she's been with us. She had her surgery on the 7th. She stayed with Nana for 5 days and then she came here and she's been with us for the last week and 2 days and mm-hmm. then she's going back to Nana's tomorrow. Excuse me. So it has been just a lot going on. Like, she's recovering, so it's not a whole lot she can do. Like, yeah. She's doing a lot more now, but you know, her and Gracie, we've just been hanging out.
Yeah,
it's just been a lot. We haven't vlogged. We ain't picked up the camera since her surgery.
Yeah, today is the first day. Yeah. So yeah, it's, you know, but yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was sorry.
Need some water?
Got some water? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it's been, you know, really days have just flown. I feel
they
like
have, right.
Thankfully, we've not had a real busy last couple weeks.
It's like the perfect time.
Thankfully, yeah, because, you know, just with trying to get work done and stuff like that. Thankfully, it hasn't mm-hmm. been a big workload. So that's, but it's picking up. Starting tomorrow,
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why she's going to go over to Nana's for a few days. And, you know, if she needs to come back here after, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, but we have a trip we're taking.
Yeah, next week. So
she obviously has to stay with Nana, you know, and then once we get back.
She's hoping that she'll be able to go home
next
week. But the doctors told her this week they didn't really want her being at home by herself.
Yeah.
So
we'll play it by ear. And if she needs to come back after we get back, then she'll welcome them back.
Absolutely. But she's doing good. She's feeling good. Just, you know, recovering. What else was I going to say? Speaking of surgery, y'all, I'm getting closer to having my mommy makeover.
She is.
Like, I had my consultation with the doctor. Last week. Was it this week? Or was it last week?
This week.
Yeah, I'm so close to calling and scheduling a date. And it makes me so nervous. Oh, it makes me so nervous. So, yeah. And for those of you who are not aware or don't know what a mommy makeover entails, it can be a lot of things, but specifically tummy tuck and breast lift. A mommy makeover can also, you know, it can include augmentation with the lift where, you know, they do the implants, or it can be, you know, BBL added, da, 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 da. And I'll be honest, I was going back and forth, like, do I want a BBL, do I not? I don't think I want a BBL. I'm pretty sure that it's just going to be a tummy tuck. And, you know, breast lift, the doctor that I found, he does a really good, like, breast lift, and he can make them look as though they have implants, so I wouldn't have to get implants because I'm not really interested. So now it's all about finding the date. And I think that's the biggest issue because it is out of state. So I will have to be there like for three weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest issue. Cause he wants his patients to be there for, you know, the follow-up things before they fly
which
home,
makes sense.
Which,
you know,
I'm good with that. Like, don't just do me and send me away. So,
yeah,
but 3 weeks with two kids in school, and mom going through what she's going through. It's like finding that pocket of time has been the most difficult. So,
yeah,
it's we feel like December would probably be the best time because the kids are out of school for Christmas break. But that would mean that we would spend the holidays there.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to I just
really don't want to do it in the summertime because I feel like with recovery, like I feel like the summer is a busy time for us.
I think
you know
the December time frame for us is a time that where we usually are chilling. There's not a lot of things going on. It's
then
a
we usually
more...
take the top of January off anyway. So then you know what I'm saying?
So like, I think and Chad's out of school. Mm-hmm. Reagan, you know, she's not in full-fledged school yet.
Pre-K. She'll be starting pre-K.
So yeah, I don't know. It's for us trying to figure out that right date. So we think we have a date kind of narrowed down. Yeah. So we just have to make that decision. And
it's really, I just got to pull the trigger.
She's
very close. I'm. It's either going to be this December or next December. I'm not sure if I want to push it out a whole year.
Yeah.
Or if I want to just get it done and over with this year. So anybody out there had a mommy makeover? How was your recovery? Because I'm a little nervous about that. Like, will I even be interested in doing anything on Christmas? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know,
like,
right?
If we do it in December, it would be before the holiday. So I'm like, ooh. Anyway.
You're so cute.
All the things.
All
the things that have been happening since the last time we talked to y'all, okay?
Exactly.
Decisions. As always. It's always some type of decision.
That's right. Well.
Time for our next sponsor.
Yeah, I'm super hungry.
They've been trying to get through this. What's been going on with you? I feel like I've been giving all the updates.
You're right. I'm going to give you some updates after I update you about this second sponsor. So, basically, I want to tell you about Little Spoon. We've talked to you about them. We've even worked with them on the vlog before. If you're not following us on Gay Babe TV, we have a vlog where you can check us out. We'd love for you to join us over there, too. So what Little Spoon is, it's a one-stop shop for healthy, easy mealtime and snack time for your baby, toddler, and big kid delivered right to your door. Little Spoon makes healthy mealtime easy at every stage, saving hours in your week and all at a reasonable price. They're also the most flexible company. Pause, modify, cancel, or skip at any time. Most of the baby kid foods at the grocery store is heavily processed and often on the shelf longer than your little one has been in this world. Not cool and not the quality and nutrition our kids deserve. Little Spoon makes everything fresh and uses absolutely nothing artificial. It's just like homemade, all delivered to your door and ready in seconds. Pop your meals in the fridge or freezer and use them when you're ready. It's just that easy. So Little Spoon makes 100% organic cold-pressed baby food for every eating stage, has a toddler and kid food line that takes you through the weaning stage into the big kid years, and just launched the line of on-the-go smoothies. And Reagan crushed those smoothies. She crushed them.
Those smoothies.
She loved them.
They were good.
Yeah, they had a great flavor, but she loved them. So everything the kids have had are, you know, delicious, nutritionally balanced, and free of junk, helping to set your little one up for a lifetime of health. So basically the baby food goes from stage one, smooth, single ingredients, through the complex textured blends as your little one ages. Toddler and kid foods plates, they have kids classics like mac and cheese, but it actually has like hidden butternut squash and carrots in it. As well as more adventurous meals like cheesy pupusas, is that right?
Pupusas, mm-hmm.
Yeah, or chicken pot stickers. Stuff you'll never make at home that your kid will love and that you're packed with, packed with nutrients. So, and then the smoothies, each flavor inspired by a classic treat. So, Reagan, I think, really liked the strawberry banana shake. And then there was, I'm trying to think of the other flavor. I can't think of the other flavor right now, but she really liked both of them. So basically, you know, it tastes like a milkshake, but they're just healthy, have healthy and clean ingredients in them. So best part, price is right with kids meals under $5 and baby food plus, smoothie snacks under $3. It makes trying Little Spoon easy. You can start the new year fresh with Little Spoon. And you can get 50% off your first order with the code LMO50 at checkout. So again, enter the code LMO50 at checkout to get 50% off your first Little Spoon order. So all you gotta do is just go to littlespoon.com, check it out. And yeah, let us know if you've already tried them before.
Yes.
But yeah, our kiddos don't mind them at all.
This, I didn't see this comment. This might be my thing. Stay in your house and fix it up. It sounds like building that particular house is accomplishing a goal and not accomplishing a dream. Be patient and build your dream home. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Like, because is it really a dream of mine to build a house? Like, you know what my dream is? To be debt free. That has been a dream for forever. We've been on a debt free journey forever. Like,
yeah, no, and we technically.
You know what I'm saying?
And we technically could be debt free.
I mean,
today.
Yes, the money is sitting there.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't paid off these student loans because as long as ain't nothing due, it ain't no interest.
She's been paying, but she's been paying a big chunk every month.
Like, I'm down, what, 55, 60K down? I feel like I've paid since the interest stopped. I kept paying.
60 or 70.
Yeah, so, like, the rest of it, like, the money is sitting, just sitting there. Yeah, it's there, in the bank, but I'm so. Like, until they start that interest back, I'm going to hold on to this cash. But we could, literally, the student loans could be gone right now.
And that's
now.
Our last debt.
And that's our last debt other than the house.
Yeah.
So, but that just hit me differently.
That's good though.
That is good perspective shift. Yeah.
So, so what's been going on with it?
Yeah. What's happening today? Today's a big day.
Today's a big day. So I'm so excited for Chad Jr. and I. So Chad Jr. in May started doing Taekwondo. And then during June, they had the Father's Day special where they had, they did it in May as well for Mother's Day, where the mother could do classes the whole month for free. And then, so they did it again in June for the fathers, and they was, you know, so I started doing it with Chaz. Like, would you want me to do this with you, buddy? And so we did it, and literally like three, four classes in, Chad was like, I want you to do this with me, Dad, and we can do the black belt program, which is a contract for 3 years, but it's supposed to get you from white to black belt in that 3 years. So basically we started doing it. So I actually officially started, I think June 13th was my official full first day as an actual student, not just a guest. And so today is the 22nd of July.
Yep.
We are testing for our first belt, which is the yellow belt. We are white belts, so we're testing for yellow belts today. Chad tests in about 2 hours, and I test tonight at like 8 o'clock, so about 6 hours from now. And so I'm so excited. Yay. You know, I wish we could test together, but they do kids and adults separately, youth and adults. So I'm excited though because I get to watch him instead of having to do it at the same time with him. I get
That's
to actually
true.
Watch
you
him.
You get to observe it. Yeah.
So I get to be a proud dad, and then he gets to be a proud son and watch me later. So very excited. So today we test, and we've had to learn Korean terms, and like I asked, you know, so Chad like the master will come up and ask, you know, Chad, okay, how do you say, you know, bow to the flags? And he'll say kukie de hayo kanye. You know, he'll like saying thank you as kamsamida. Like he knows these very, you know, sunbe nimke, which is bow to the instructor. He knows these really
really well.
They've
been practicing so much that Reagan knows them.
Yeah, I mean,
she's Reagan, not even in the class, but she can tell
it's so cute because Reagan can count to 10 in Korean.
Yes.
With us.
It's so cute.
Can you do it?
No, I cannot.
Hana, du, set,
net, do, set,
yo, set, ego, yo, do, a hope, yo. There you go. That was counting to 10. 1 to 10 in Korean.
I know. Kamsahamida.
Yes, that means thank you. And chunmei eo is you're welcome. So we've been learning those. So every belt, you have to learn Korean terms. So by the time we finish, we'll know a lot of Korean terms. Because, you know, Taekwondo is a Korean martial art. So, but yeah, today is test day. We're very excited.
That's so exciting. I'm proud of you all. How does it feel to, as someone who did Taekwondo as a child, to now be doing it with your son.
It is the I had to do martial arts alone when I was a kid. You know, I didn't have, you know, so it's just really, really cool. Every time we do it, we do two family classes together and then one individual adult for me and kids for him, because I want him to interact with kids still, and I want to, you know, do some stuff with some adults. But every time,
and that's every week.
Every week, so three classes a week. So every time the master's, you know, he'll say Chad, and I come over, and then he'll say Chad, and Chad will come over. And every time Chad stands in front of me, because we partner up, and he always just looks up at me and smiles, and it's just there's nothing replaces that feeling of like just, you know, just like we're just sitting there doing something as simple as punching and kicking and. But, you know, it's something we get to experience together. Yeah. So, you know, for the next 3 years, I've got him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's three times a week. Yeah. You know, I've got him, and we get to do something really cool together and achieve something really, you know, really special together. You know, so it's cool. It's exciting. Yeah. And so I, you know, Gabrielle was, you know, she was wondering, she's like, is that what you guys really want to do?
Right. Like, you know, babe be quick to jump on something and then he'd be over it.
Yeah.
But I do know the significance that Taekwondo has in his life because he has done it before. Yeah. So
it's just,
but they're so excited when they get back. Like to hear them talk about it and they be practicing and stuff, I'm like, okay, they're in it. Like, and I was skeptical with Chad Jr. too. Like, buddy, are you sure this is a 3-year commitment? Like,
and he was so
sure this is what you want to do, because you said you want to play basketball and then you didn't want to do it no more.
Exactly.
I'm like, you came back out of this.
Yeah.
And so far, he's enjoying it. So that was my only thing. Like, I just want him to enjoy it, and he seems to be enjoying
he's
it.
He's loving.
So,
he's like,
yeah.
He's
and
like,
I think it definitely helps that you're doing it too.
Yeah. You know, no, he loves that part, and he's like, that's why he said that. I was like, I wish we could test together, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, but this is going to teach him confidence and the ability to, you know, when the master walks up to him today and asked him, you know, how to say this in Korean, like he's got to learn the stuff himself. You know, he's got to go through the PMOS one, which is the form that we have to do. He has to go through that himself.
Yeah.
And so, but we can do it and support each other. And that's what he said in the truck the other day. He was like, he's like, I feel like this is going so quick and we're so good because we get to do it together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true, because we're like a team. We get to team up and learn it together. Yeah, it's not like, well, you learn it. It's like, you know, if he brings math home from school.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm going to try to help you, homie, but
this new math
is a little different from daddy's old math, okay?
Like,
so, I mean, I'll do my best here, but like, because I'm not doing it with him, right? But when it comes to Taekwondo, we're doing it together, so it's exciting.
So, yay, it's a big day.
Big day.
Close. I'm like looking like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It really is in 2 hours.
Two hours.
The days are going so quickly. It's like, sheesh. We got so much to do. Crazy. Let's see. So what else? What else has been going on? I feel like
we've been really pretty uneventful.
Do we have any Ask Gabe and Babes? I would love to do an Ask Gabe and Babe, because I feel like we haven't done one in a really, really long time. Do you have a topic for today?
A topic?
Yes, most people, when they do podcasts, they have topics. We're the only ones that just get on here and wing it. Why didn't you say a topic like that was a foreign concept?
That's funny, that's true.
It's not a foreign concept.
That's hilarious.
501 would you rather questions. So give me a number between 1 and 501.
Okay.
I can't figure out what?
12.
To say, of course it's 12.
Of course it's 12.
It will always be 12. No.
Okay.
I don't want that
one. Okay, 86.
86?
That's just random.
That was heck of random. Would you rather play on a trampoline or a bounce house? Oh, here we go. What? Wait, another one.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
106.
Would you rather wake up and meet the tooth fairy but don't get any money for the tooth, or stay asleep and have it leave you $100 for the tooth? Is that even a question? Okay. Is this the kids version?
Okay, let's do 304. What kind of random question?
Oh gosh. It might be a wrap on these types of books, because, bruh. Blow up 100 balloons by mouth or lick 500 envelopes to seal them. you have to read the question.
Where's the question?
Oh, you, I just told you.
No, come back. Blow up 100 balloons by mouth.
Okay.
These are horrible. These are bad.
Well, I thought I found something.
Wow.
This is not it. Dang. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Well, did you pay for that?
No, it was free. I got this.
Well, that's why it was free.
I got the, so I bought a new Kindle because I have misplaced my, I don't know. Let me do this. I don't know where my Kindle is. So I was like, I'm going to buy a new one. Jeff was like, okay. I was like, I can't find my Kindle. I just bought a new one. It was like, what? But I think I left it somewhere. Like, I don't know where else it could be.
I don't know.
Plus, it was old anyway. Like, yeah. It was like a year or two old. Question. So I got the newer one. And I still haven't been able to find the old one. But with it, I got like the Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
So you have it for like a year, which I had never used before. So I just downloaded it with that. I did not pay for that book, thankfully.
That's fine.
Because no thanks. But you can give me a number between 1 and 3,000. You can do the question book.
2,200. 22 hundo.
Thought I was close. Jeez Louise. Oh, wait. I passed it. 2,200. What band or singer that no longer tours would you most like to have seen perform live?
I mean, Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, of course, seeing Michael. But like in his prime, man, you know.
I mean, it was epic. That was my first concert. That's what I'm saying. I feel we've answered this question.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Michael Jackson, obviously. Who else? Is there anybody else?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. Is there anybody that I would have liked to have seen?
Pac.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see Pac live. Mm-hmm. You know, but back in the day, I feel like, were they doing big concerts
sure.
like they do
I'm
now?
Sure of it. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I went to the Michael Jackson concert
True.
At 80.
I know, but was Pac,
87?
Though? He could have. He's Pac. But what
yeah,
I'm saying
sure
is,
there were tours.
I'm guessing, right? But
I wonder if you can, like, pull them up on YouTube. If people have, footage.
I bet they do,
even paid any attention
because all
that.
The footage you ever see is always Pac, like, in, like, rapping, like in a club or an award show.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know, like, it's these small little venues, which would have been dope, obviously, it's Pac.
But, like, did he have a tour?
Did he have big tours?
Was there an All Eyes on Me tour? Did All Eyes on Me come? It came out while he was alive. Yes. Was there an All Eyes on Me tour?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
So, but yeah, Pac, yeah, definitely Pac and definitely Michael Jackson. That would be my two.
Okay. That's a cool one. Okay, let's see. I found the Ask Gavin, babe.
Okay.
So let me do question 2,500. Hopefully you don't have to scroll. Oh, see, that's the easier way to scroll. I was... She found the table of contents. You smart guy, you.
That's why
you
married me, girl. Smart guy. What dream or nightmare have you had more than once?
Ugh. We're 2,505.
What two words would your work or school colleagues use to describe your character?
That's a great question. Well, you're my work colleague, so.
Say my question.
What two words? I don't know. Hardworking. Those are my two words.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely.
I feel like.
Hardworking.
Now. But I feel like if you went back to, like, my previous employers, I don't know that they would say that. Like, I would have my days where they would say that. But I don't know. Like, I think. When I think of the jobs that I had, like, before YouTube and everything, social media became the job, like, I always did my work very well. Like, my bosses loved me because I'd get the work done. Like, that wasn't the issue. I just didn't really like what I was doing, but the work would be done. Like,
yeah.
I think efficient would be one of them. And, I don't know the other one. I don't know. That's a good question.
Hardworking, I agree. And I'd say,
hardworking is the two, but maybe we'll just say efficient and hardworking because it is technically one word.
Yeah, hardworking. Yeah. Hard and working are not two separate words.
Yeah.
She hard.
Hard.
She hard. Hardworking. And she working.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She's putting in that work.
Work, that's work.
Funny. Okay. She's trying to turn this into a longer podcast.
Oh my gosh. We're just going to go to the Ask Gavin Bear because Bear is. He finna get on my nerves.
You found it?
I haven't read through it, but hopefully it's a good one. All right.
Okay.
This is Kiki. I feel like Kiki has asked us a bunch of different questions. Kiki, I appreciate you because our Ask Gavin Babes have gotten smaller and smaller, y'all. Send them in. Let us know what y'all got going on. What can we help you with? Okay, so, hey peeps, it's Kiki back with another question. You guys have answered like two for me, and I love y'all. We love you because we just gonna have to keep doing this for you. These Ask Gavin Babes for Kiki segment because, you know, we haven't had any in a while. Okay, so I'll just get straight to the point. I just turned 30 a few months ago. Happy belated birthday. This year, I've been trying to let go of my people-pleasing tendencies and become my best self. I have a passion for writing and creating. I've always been a great writer and poet ever since I was a child. I have a gift from God, and I know this. I also have the gift of discernment and helping people. I'm an empath and can always deeply feel what others feel. A gift and a curse. I believe you. I've realized some time ago that 9-to-5 types of jobs are just not for me. It makes me so unhappy. I'm licensed in the healthcare field, and although I'm grateful for the experience and income I've been able to make from it, I want to pursue my dream. I sometimes have people that look at me weird for wanting to take a risk versus playing it safe. I'm just not a play it safe type of woman, and honestly, I'm ready to spread my wings. I'm single with no kids, and the world is mine for me to just grab what I want. I've already pitched my writing to a few companies in hopes of slowly beginning freelancing until I can build an audience and branch out on my own. I hope to have a successful blog that could even become a podcast or write a book one day or all of the things. With you guys being entrepreneurs, do you have any advice for my dream career? And also, how to handle loved ones or associates that may doubt my decisions? Thank you for helping me with your with my thoughts. And happy holidays, and love you guys. Happy holidays, because this was sent around July 4th.
My happy holiday.
What it was
holiday?
Sent around July 4th.
I was sitting thinking Labor Day. Was she?
No, July 4th. So we're not that late on reading this.
We're not that late.
What up, Kiki? Shout out to you for recognizing your dream. That's one thing. That a lot of people don't even recognize that. So I want to just give you kudos for that, for recognizing that you have to dream and that the 9-to-5 just may not be a good fit for you. And I think that one thing we have seen, especially with the pandemic, is that a lot of people realize that a 9-to-5 is not their thing. Or that even working in a traditional office is not their thing.
Not their thing.
Maybe they
want
to work from home, blah, blah, blah. So I do think that now is a good time to explore what it is that you want to do. But also the caveat to that is if your job doesn't necessarily hinder you writing, like I would suggest you do them both until you're able to let
long
go
child,
of the
like fully
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And bringing at least that amount of income. Now if it's hindering and you just really decide I have to go for this because it's what I want to do, it's my dream, I'm not gonna let anything hold me back, and you have a plan, do your thing.
Right. If you didn't save up some money and you don't need to be working mm-hmm. your 9 to 5 and yeah. you're okay to take some time away, like, especially I feel like you're in a great career that if you step away from it, you can always go back to it. Yeah. Like, I just, like, and this is just my opinion because I don't really know much about the healthcare field, but it's going to keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's always yeah. going to be a need for a nurse, a doctor, a med assistant, or whatever. So, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Like,
and there's so many different medical mm-hmm. fields that, you know, we could name 10 of them right now, and there's probably hundreds and hundreds of yeah. more. So, yeah, absolutely. I agree with what you're saying, man. Just, yeah, if you can continue to bank money from your job and do this dream of yours on the side until you can make it the main thing, mm-hmm. and you're like, you know what, I ain't got time for my job no more because I'm doing so much of this, right. then
do them both
because then you can just stack money. Mm-hmm. You know, you can save money, or you can, you know, make sure you get the thing that you need, the things, the equipment, the stuff right. that you need for writing and right. for, you know, for your passion. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because here's the thing with, like, writing and having a blog or even a podcast, like, those are very much things that you can fit in your schedule and still get them done mm-hmm. while working a regular job or not a traditional 9 to 5. Like,
yeah,
it can very much be something that you dedicate maybe, you know, a couple evenings a week or maybe one day out of your weekend or whatever yeah. to pursue that, to build it and get it going. But also, it's nothing wrong with taking a break. It's like people take a leap year or like, is that what it's not a leap year, but you know, when kids, like, they take that break before they mm-hmm. after they graduate high school, before they go to college, like, what is that called when they take that year before they start college? Like, yeah. you could definitely put a time frame on it. Yeah. Like, if you're not attached to the job you have now, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing if you're in the job and you're trying to move up the ladder and progress, but if you're not solely attached to the job that you have now and you feel like you could get something similar or better than within a year or two, maybe give yourself that time. If you have enough money to keep yourself secure and covered, then, you know what, I'm going to try to pursue this for a year. Or a year and a half or two
yeah.
and just see how it goes. And then I fully give myself permission to go back if it's not panning out the way that I want it to. So there are options. Like, 100%. It really just depends on how ready to go you are. If you can stay a little longer, if you can stand it, or if stay you are going longer, and you're unhappy and you're
longer with me. Right?
What song is that?
You said you can stay a little longer. So I just took it. Make it last a little longer.
Oh, I longer thought you was with like Big action. Red. Is this from singing the Big Red song? I don't even remember that. Did you just make that
no,
up?
No, that's from the song. Look,
I don't remember
that. I don't remember the whole thing. It was like, make it last a little longer, longer with Big Red.
The funny thing is that you had the microphone like you knew you was jamming, okay? Like, longer with Big
Stay
Red.
Stay a little longer, make it last a little longer. Longer with me. You was like confused.
I was like, what is he saying?
Y'all know the Big Red song.
Too Big Red.
Y'all know the Big Red song. Don't act like you don't now. Tell her I was right. Tell her that was close to the melody.
Please, because
okay?
I'm like, what?
Let me do the Big Red song.
Anyway, as I was saying, you have options. Like, if you are just frustrated and going to work is stressing you out and you just can't imagine yourself going back because it's that bad, then give yourself the opportunity to try something different. But if you can stand it a little longer, then I say do both until you can't anymore or until you're absolutely like, hey, this is where I want it to be. My freelancing is good. I can make it with that. I got my blog. I got my podcast. I have all the things. I can manage what's coming in. Did you just pull up the Big Red song? Did you find it? Longer with Big Red. I do remember that. You know, the thing is, sometimes when you be singing stuff, it's hard for me to figure out.
Shots. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Sometimes it's hard for me to get it with you singing because you don't be on the exact key and the right. But as soon as I started playing, I remembered it. I'm sorry, love.
I sound just like the old white guy singing that. Okay.
How you white guy. He might have been a young white guy. How did you know he was even white?
He sounded like somebody's uncle, somebody's older uncle. Okay.
I think it's hilarious that you pulled up the freaking.
Guys, you ain't about to do me, but then you throw shots.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, Kiki, I hope that helps. Yes,
hope that helps. We are excited for you.
For trusting us and asking us and repeatedly asking us our opinion on things. Like, we'll be praying that you make the best decision and that God opens up the doors that you need to open so that you can do your thing full time and you can pursue the entrepreneur dream. Like, go for it.
I agree.
Yeah.
So. I agree. So now, since she's throwing shots, one of us is going to need a new mattress. So let me tell you about our third sponsor. Because either I'm not sleeping in the bed or she not sleeping in the bed.
I cannot stand you.
Along with Big Red.
Okay.
All right. So.
I can't even remember the last time I had a piece of Big Red.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
All right. So let me tell you about Ghost Bed. We talked to you about them before. We all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. So this is where Ghost Bed comes in. So basically, Ghost Bed is made by Nature Sleep, who is an industry leader in mattress space since 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets and pillows, is designed with cooling features, so it's perfect if you sleep warm, which most people do. Mm-hmm. They even got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. Shipping is free and fast. You can try out your mattress for 101 nights and even get an industry-leading warranty up to 25 years. That's a long time. 101 nights and then 25 years warranty?
That's a long time.
Okay.
They said
you're going to love this bad boy, okay? So basically, they're a family-owned business and sleep experts with 20-plus years of experience. Their mattresses are made in the USA. You know, the cooling technology that we mentioned to help you sleep longer at night. Their 101-night sleep trial, which is great. You can return it, money back, no hard feelings, free shipping, and most orders ship within 24 hours. They do have financing options if you're interested in that. So you can actually check out all their financing options, you know, easy financing on mattress starting at just $35 a month. And so we want you to give them a shot, check them out. And so the way you can do that, you can find your perfect mattress, go to ghostbed.com/LMO. Right now, Ghostbed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles where you can get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. That is 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use the promo code LMO at ghostbed.com/LMO. Hurry, take advantage of these savings before they're gone. Again, that's ghostbed.com/LMO and use promo code LMO. So yes. Shout out to our sponsors. We appreciate all of y'all. Yes. Because Gabrielle going to need that mattress. Okay, because she's throwing shots.
Whatever. Anyway.
But yeah, so.
This is the end of the episode. This is all we got today. We love y'all. Thank you for rocking with us. I'm going to wrap it up quickly because babe talking crazy.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know where to find us. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, on YouTube, Facebook, and then on Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod. Right. I had to think about that. Yeah. Even though we are the most active right here on good old YouTube. So if you're listening to us, come on over and watch the video so you can see us. You know what I'm saying? I think it's better when you can actually like see what's happening.
Yeah, she's hot and I have a look. You know, so.
You're so silly. Yes, as always, we'd love it if you would rate, review, share the podcast with somebody you think would enjoy it.
Yes.
It just helps us grow the family. And also, if you're listening and you have a question, a dilemma, a situation.
Ain't nobody sent that video yet.
Whatever. Nobody sent, not a video, but nobody sent a voice recording. So apparently, y'all don't really want to talk to us.
But also do a video and you could be in.
But send them our way. Let's Make Out Podcast at gmail.com, hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe, so we know you want us to talk about it on the podcast. Yeah. And until next time, you guys, have a great day.
Week?
Month? What? Not couple month. Weeks. We'll see couple you weeks. Before the
have
end
a great
of the month.
14 days.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We'll see you. We'll be back in August. And Babe will be a yellow belt by then.
That's right. And we'll be getting ready to celebrate 11 years of marriage.
That's right. Definitely, that's
I've
right.
Stuck with, so. I've stuck by this person here for 11 years now.
I'm going to stick beside him. And if you have any topic suggestions, we actually had someone like comment with a list of things, and I need to go back and actually look through that. But if there's anything you really want us to cover, a topic, even if it's like what's going on in the world, whatever, like I'm looking for all suggestions. If it's something you want to hear us talk about, let us know.
Send it our way. Show us sounds sing. Good to
I
us.
Just sing the
and
entire.
Now you please send it our way. You know what song that was?
Our way.
She knew what song right, that was.
Of course I did.
But you was off tune.
It's a classic.
You was off tune.
You know what?
Okay.
Bye, y'all. We love y'all.
You was in a Kia E and you was in a Kia Q.
Are you
all right.
Done?
I will talk to y'all later. Deuces.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.